Today is Wednesday, the 11th of July, 2018, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. Today, we are actually going to play the first half of the show that I did on the live June streaming weekend with Auntie Vera Charles. So I'm going to go ahead and play that, and then I will meet you at the end.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, hello, lovies. I'm your Adam Burns, and this is Geeky Gay for real.
Bastard.
Hello, my most sweet and wonderful lovies.
Yeah, this, go ahead.
I don't know. What would it, I am, what am I?
I don't know what you are.
And I'm joined by my conscience. And that what? Would be me.
Okay. You're good at this. although after Fatty, I think listening to someone with bad diarrhea and fainting would be more entertaining.
Well, you know, give him.
Oh,
give him
please,
props.
Please, please do not say anything. Do not say anything in his favor. That was the worst disaster since Kate and Leo went down on each other on that big boat.
You know, bless him. It's we had several discussions, Fatty and I, about, you know, he was like, okay, I gotta get this software working. And we, you know, we worked on it and, well, actually he worked on it on his own. And then I can't remember if it was him or someone else, but he's like, anyway, he had some problem and I was, of course, as usual, when people are texting me and doing other things, I'm not at home. So I'm like, oh, well, I can't help you right now, but, John Ong. So of course, you know, we always throw John Ong under the bus.
Yes.
And then John.
Well, no, he didn't just throw him under the bus. He backed over him, drove forward, backed over him again, drove forward, backed over him one more time and left him there for squashed pancakes. Mugu guy, John.
You know what I think the problem is? And, you know, I said this in the chat room, earlier, and I want to apologize, everyone, if you hear echoiness. We'll talk about why at least I'm hearing a lot of echo in my room. But anyway, we'll talk about that later, but I apologize.
I don't know what you're talking about. doesn't think for me.
Oh, yeah. Wise guy.
Okay.
Anyway. So, anyway, poor Big Fatty. That's all I can say. He worked really hard to get everything set up. And then I think
not hard enough.
I think he gets, nervous.
I think that's granting him far too much grace. I just think he is mentally deficient in so many ways. And it makes itself evident when he's live.
Well, it's probably the gin, though. Well, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, he chooses to drink exorbitant amounts of gin.
As you know, for him, that's two drinks. The man gets drunk off of a half of a drink. It's very sad. I've been live sitting across a table from this person, and he has a half a drink, and he's urinating himself. It's embarrassing and it's awful. And I don't understand it because it takes me 2.5 bottles before I even know that I've had any fussy already. Anything to drink. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing good. This is also, so earlier on the opening, I can't remember now if it was on the opening show or if it was when I was talking to the suits before the show. But I was telling them that I was having this lovely canned Moscato Spritzer.
Yes, you were talking about that on the show, on the opening show.
Yeah, I can't remember what I can't remember what's what. Okay, I've been anyway. So, but now I've switched to something that's actually in a bottle.
I see. It's a lovely bottle too.
And it's also a cheap. It's very good though. Well, okay. So I am not a sophisticated wine drinker. I'm not a sophisticated drinker at all. I like sweet, sickeningly sweet, whatever, anything. Now, if I want to get drunk, which I really, if I take one drink, Mark calls me an alcoholic, so I don't really do that much anymore, but.
Oh, I feel judgy, judgy.
Yeah, I know. But if I'm going to drink wine, I want something very sweet. And if I want to get drunk, I'll just do vodka shots, but then I'll drink something. I'll have a back. Is that what it's called?
I understand. Yeah. Yes. You're dosing yourself.
Yeah. And so what I've got here though is a Moscato d'Asti.
Oh, that would be very sweet.
And it's the brand is it's Michelle, I can't say it, Sciarlo. I don't know. And it's called Nivole. Nivole. Anyway.
Nivole. Whoa, whoa. Thank you. Hey, Nivole. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm here every Friday.
No, not anymore.
Not any fucking more.
So that's what we're going to talk about. So I know I started the show a little bit unusually. I mean,
yeah, you were doing a big fatty. You were stealing all my stuff.
Well, this is what I figure. I mean, anyone who listens to Geeky Gay, and bless your heart if you do, because, well, A, it's infrequent. And I guess that's good for some people. And then B, like half the time I'm recording in my car, so I'm not even on a professional microphone. And you hear engine noises in the background and all that kind of stuff. So bless your heart if you listen. But if you listen, you know, it's just kind of I always describe it as like a boring personal journal, you know, no segments, just like usually it's like kvetching about something. I mean, usually I'm complaining.
One syllable. One syllable. It's kvetching.
Oh, kvetching. You know, I'm kvetching. You know, I'm Southern.
I know. But you know, the thing about those podcasts is those are my favorite kind of podcasts, believe it or not, when people are just talking about their lives and their feelings and stuff like that. The big produced stuff, like I used to do, it tends to lose me. I know that was an exciting. You can go ahead with what you're saying. No, you point to me when you want me to talk.
No,
sweetheart.
I want you to talk as much as you can because we've got to fill 58 minutes exactly.
Oh my dear Lord Jesus.
But anyway, so I do that, and I do like actually I do like mundane kind of day to day, like you know, I do like to listen to podcasts where they're just kind of talking about their lives and stuff like that. But I normally enjoy ones where there are two people. Yours was really good because you do voices. And so it's like there's more than one person in the room. But for some reason, when you're just listening to one person talk into a microphone without any, you know, without any, I don't know.
Even if it's Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Who you think has the best sound quality
Sarah's
of all.
Voice.
I know that it's better than Cocktails and Cream Puffs, but
Well,
Joey Buhecker. Thank you for saying those sweet things you said about me, sweetheart. That means a lot.
You have a wonderful sound quality as well. I don't think they were getting that I was trying to. Well, I think Sarah has a radio voice and has a very radio sounding podcast. Uh-huh. And so it just sounds very professional to me. And I was just complimenting a new show. You know, I want to make them all feel good.
And excuse me, but how mellifluous and beautiful is Moose P's voice.
I know, right?
It's like this soft, it's smooth and silky with that just a soupçon of Southern and ooh, just oh, wow. And it's so deep and masculine.
A soupçon of Southern.
A soupçon. Yeah, I mean just a tidge, just a tiny bit of Southern. It's kind of up the ass, you know what I'm saying?
So what are you going to – so you were tired. So the bit is basically I'm stealing
– Segways are not your strong suit. Is that it, darling?
Yes, that's it.
Go ahead.
I talk to myself in a car, okay? I mean, come on. Also, on the previous show I was on, I was not the one that had to segue. I just had to talk occasionally and other folks segued.
That's right.
So yeah. But now I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, what was I saying?
I think you're going to say something about my show and me stopping my show or
exactly
was that where you were going.
So the bit is I am stealing
yes.
all of your, all of your oh
fuck me no this cannot you, be can, possible this
can you
is
do
not
it because I can't do it. Can you answer it?
Hello.
Hello, lovey.
Fucking shoot me.
I understand the old gal. The old gal is on the little show tonight, and it's just lovely. Just lovely that you're checking fucking, on the elderly. It's just, it shows how kind, despite the crooked hat, how God. Kind. How
this
kind you are. And
cannot be happening.
Unbelievable that you were able to bring her out of the room.
No. My voicemail
your
works.
Mechanicals.
My mechanicals work.
Uh-huh.
We clearly have proven now that this,
yes.
this is some, this
it's
is
a bit.
It's a ploy, but you know, Fatty's has sworn up and down to me over and over again because we've had many, many discussions.
My condolences.
We've had many, many discussions that your mechanical really does cut him off or did cut him off.
Uh-huh.
He swears up and down. He's like, I don't know. I call in and it just cuts me off. And of course, he probably doesn't say it. He says, well, I can't do his voice. But anyway,
don't, because we've truly heard enough of him after the last show.
So I'm stealing your bits because you're retiring and, yes. you know, and my show is boring. So I figure I need some bits. But what I wanted to hear from you.
Yes.
So this is my worry. I'm concerned.
Okay.
And what I'm concerned about is, you know, first you kind of stopped, you went into retirement from your career.
Yes. Well, semi-retirement. Yeah.
Semi-retirement. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You may be doing some things on the side. I mean, you and I, we don't talk every day.
I'm a huge star of my own television series. You didn't realize that, but that's all right.
No, I didn't know that. You're going to have to tell me so I can.
We'll talk after the show.
Oh, okay. And, well, at least you have said that you're in semi-retirement from that. And then,
yes.
and you talk about how you're in bed until like, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the evening or something
well,
like that. I mean, something
yeah,
crazy.
Well, kinda.
And now I thought, well, you know, all that time we've had all these discussions, you know, the many times that we chat every day. We
every single day for at least 2 hours.
And I always thought in the back of my mind, well, he's always got podcasting that will keep him, you know, active.
Creative outlet.
Yeah. Because as people get older, I don't know if you're aware of this, but as
thank
people
you
get,
very, very much for that.
As people get older.
I throw you curves, don't I, darling? All the time I throw you curves. Because I could see your sweet face kind of go, it goes a little bit blank, and your eyes cross a little bit, and your nose twitches.
I can't control my face.
Okay.
So I don't even know what it's doing half the time.
It's very cute and very sweet and very open.
And I can't see you right now.
I know it's unfair, but you know, in order and keep your thought about what you were going to say about my retirement or semi-retirement and everything. Keep the thought. Don't keep it like that because it'll hurt. I was going to get a webcam so that you could see me because I only have a webcam on my laptop. And as you well know, my laptop does not hook up to this system well at all. And I sounded like I was talking. Well, it sounded like Big Fatty.
It did.
When I tried before. So in order to get good audio quality, I had to use my desktop in my recording studio, but my desktop is not equipped with a webcam. I was going to purchase one so you could see me, but I couldn't get it here fast enough. And then I thought I could pay $50 to get it overnighted, but I'm only using it once. So that's why I can see you, but you can't see me.
Well, you know what you could have done?
What, honey?
You could have gotten in the car.
Yes. Oh, no.
And driven to, I don't know, Best Buy. Don't you guys have a store out there called Fry's, I believe?
Yeah. You mean I'd have to see people and stuff?
Yeah.
No, you're very dear to me. As Pride 48 is very dear to me in my heart and all of my lovies out there, but not enough to go out and amongst people and purchase from someone.
Well, and see, this is my point. So you had a job, you had a career that you kind of went in semi-retirement. Then you had a podcast that you kind of quit.
I didn't quit. I did a nice ending. Yeah, I gave people fair warning, as opposed, I didn't pod fade like so many assholes do. I made a big thing about finishing, and I said my thank yous to everybody, and I left the party.
You know, I always like it when a guy tells me when he's going to finish beforehand. I mean,
really? You know, okay, so you just can be prepared. See, you need to save this kind of conversation for your other disgusting friends, not for me, because I'm pristine and pure, okay. Which was my stripper name in the late 70s. Dun, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for pristine and pure.
Dun, I don't have that sound effect, but dum, dum, da, 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 dum.
Very good. Yeah.
So I'm worried.
What are you worried about, sweetheart?
That you're going to become so inactive that you're
though
just
I might
gonna,
gain weight.
You're gonna slowly you're gonna say no. I mean you're gonna you know what happens. I mean, when people get to a certain age and then they stop
again,
doing
again
things,
with the goddamn age. Yes, we reach a certain age.
And then they just sit in their chair or their, you know, whatever and
fall asleep,
you know,
watching Price is Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you have planned to keep yourself active? I guess is my question.
First of all, I don't plan because I don't know if I'm going to make it till 7 o'clock, let alone next week or next month. I don't make plans. I don't, as far as creative outlets, if you want to talk seriously for a moment,
sure.
As far as creative outlets, I don't know exactly what I want to do. Gooch and I have talked a lot about kind of getting our art, because both of us are artists. We both draw and paint and do all that kind of stuff and sculpt. And we've thought about maybe, you know, gearing that up again. And then we look at each other and go, God, so much fucking effort. And I love editing video. That's one of my favorite things to do, but I've run out of the raw material. And I posted my last cruise video Friday. Was the last episode 25 weeks of videos I put out on the last cruise. I would ask all of you levies out there to go to YouTube, AntiVeraCharles50, and look at my YouTube videos, my cruise videos. But I don't know, to answer your question, Adam, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was listening. I think Joey was making a semi-joke. One moment, please. I had to belch. Joey was making a semi-joke, but I think he was also being semi-serious about me coming back once a month. You know, and doing like a once a month Vera Speaks. So, you know, that's a possibility maybe, or coming back in some other kind of incarnation as a web, as a podcast is the word I was trying to come up with, or another YouTube channel with some other kind of, I don't know, all of that blathering, which is good because we got to stuff an hour with this shit. All of that blathering to say to you, I have no idea. I can tell you this, and I think this is going to be a later topic of conversation, but I can tell you this, that while I definitely miss the interaction and the love that would come back to me from my podcast, I really don't miss doing it. So I think I made the right decision by stopping. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I think everyone is really sad that they may never hear Conscience again.
Well, you know, the thing about him is he is so happy right now and his life is going so great right now. And they're planning their wedding. He and Emerson's Conscience are planning their wedding. And because Emerson's Conscience's family is filthy rich, it's going to be some kind of huge do. And I think he'll be around. I'm sure that he will. He will make his presence known in one fashion or another, because after all, he is my conscience. Everyone has a conscience and he is mine. So he can't just leave me. He has to be around to make sure that I stay in line.
That's true. Well, you could video his wedding.
That's true. That might pose some logistical problems.
Well, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean,
yeah, stranger things have happened, right?
I watch all these YouTube channels where, including yours, where that, you know, there's all this beautiful footage of travels and like all this wonderful stuff. And then, you know, Mark and I go on a trip and we're trying, you know, I'm like, I'm going to take a bunch of video. I bought a drone. Like I did.
Wow, when we went to Utah. A drone.
Yeah. I bought a drone and I'm good at the planning and the buying the gadgets. Right. So I'm like, yes. I'm buying a GoPro. I'm buying a drone. I've got to have a gimbal thing that keeps everything steady. And I've got to have, you know,
and all then this. You don't use it.
No, I've got, well, not now, but I mean, I've got boxes in the garage now from when we moved, like just full, just absolutely completely full of technology stuff that I've bought for video and audio and like all of this stuff. And, you know,
fuck me up the hole and call me Tina.
Do you want to get it?
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello.
Lovey, I think your mechanical is. Did you get your mechanical from the old gal? It's hanging up on me. Anyway, like I was saying, being petty, I don't remember what I was saying. But,
that's good. Okay, hang up now.
I think it's lovely that you're checking on the bye-bye. Elderly and that you were able to, drag her from her recumbent bike.
So sweet. Bye bye. Thank you.
Anyway, I'm sure you have have lots of lovely stories and you know if you do me a favor and when you're talking to the old gal just
guys I don't even you know what no I'm not no I'm not talking about him no that's it nothing I don't care
That's a good question, though.
What's the question?
The recumbent bike question. I haven't heard you.
Did you just fart?
No, I didn't.
I just heard a fart sound, and it didn't come from me.
Maybe my chair squeaked.
Oh, yeah, it's the chair. Yeah, it's always the chair, isn't it?
No, if I'm going to fart, I mute myself like that. I mute myself if I'm going to fart. So,
all right. So you were going to ask me about what?
He mentioned the recumbent bike, and I know that you had a routine that you would – I think you would do a – well, I don't know if it's a recumbent bike, but the stationary bike thing, is that called a recumbent bike? I don't know. I mean
– No, the stationary bike is like a bicycle that you ride upright, and a recumbent bike is one that you sit in a chair and your legs are straight out on the pedals as opposed to being over the pedals. You're parallel with the pedals.
So do you still do that?
I do indeed. I do not do it with the fervor or length of time at which I used to, which was for many, many, for over well over a year, I did an hour a day, Monday through Friday. Now I do a half an hour a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because I found out through my precious husband's studies that for exercise, the minimum one should do is 30 minutes three times a day, or three times a week, 30 minutes. Yeah. Shut up, Adam. 30 minutes of time, three times a day. And so that's what I do. The minimum of my recumbent bike. And I still do. And I catch up on a lot of television because when I'm in bed, which I am in mostly in bed, I'm on my laptop doing things on my laptop and I'm not watching television. And in point of fact, I'm actually not really watching television when I'm watching television because all we have is Netflix and Amazon Prime. So we see no network television or A&E or any of that stuff. We only see Netflix and Amazon Prime, which I watch when I'm on my recumbent bike. Isn't it wonderful that I can get right back to the original question?
Well, because I can't. I mean, I start talking. I forget what I was talking about. I'm like, I have to do like this. And I know this is audio, but
it's
I have
very
to like,
cute. He's to putting like, one finger to each temple.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, remember that for, but I.
Can I comment real quick? Don't lose your thought. I want to comment real quick because your hat says Canada.
It does.
And I have a Canada hat too that I got in Canada. And I just want to say, especially to precious turnip head, the Canadian people are the sweetest fucking people, and that country is so beautiful and warm and wonderful, and we fell in love with it. We absolutely fell in love with Canada. Everybody is the sweetest turnip head. So anyway, go ahead.
I'm gonna have to say something that I know you're sweet and pure, like the driven snow and like everything. But yes, there are two things that I love about Canada, and I'll start with the one that's not sweet and pure. Okay. If you go to Toronto or Montreal.
Montreal. They say Montreal. M-U-N. Montreal.
Again, Southern.
But, S-R-O, that'd be Montreal.
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 When I go to Montreal, I went there, and they have strip clubs where they get completely naked.
Okay.
And they dance around, and they put things in your face that, like, you know, they don't do stuff like that here in the States. Okay. I know you have no comment about that, so I'll move on to the other one.
No, you know what? This is the only comment I have. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. I have no problem with down and dirty sex. I have no problem with strip. Before Gooch, I lived at the fucking baths. So I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. It's just not something at this point that since I met Gooch and we got together, I would not go somewhere and have someone's weenie waving in my face, because it's just, to me, and it's, I'm just speaking for myself.
Well, no, Gooch does that for you, right?
Not so much anymore, because we're old and things cramp up.
He swings stuff around in your face while you're in bed. Like, that's why you're in bed all that time.
But like I said, muscles cramp up now, and then you can't get out of the position you're in. It's embarrassing. You have to call the paramedics.
I remember last year. Was it last year that you were, like, stuck on the floor for a couple of days or something?
I had sciatica. Oh my God.
Fall? I mean, you didn't fall, but didn't you like get down and then you couldn't get up, and then you were like, you were stuck in a room, and then Gooch didn't find you for an hour or something.
Well, that was me retelling the story of what happened shortly after we moved into our house here. We got a bunch of new appliances, and they kept saying that they were going to come install them. They would come install them. They never did. And I got more and more frustrated in the kitchen with walking around the trash compactor, which was in the middle of the kitchen, set in the middle of the kitchen. And I got angrier and angrier and angrier. Believe it or not, I have a temper. That it's hard. It's hard to believe that I'm impatient. I have a temper.
Come on. You were so patient and nice when we were trying to get the audio set up for this.
I know. I must have been just a joy to be around. So one day I was in the kitchen, and I got so frustrated with this fucking thing being in the way that I literally did a Hulk, and I picked it up and moved it out of the way. And what I didn't know is that I permanently damaged my back, but I didn't know it right then. The next morning I woke up, I came into the room where the cats have all their scratching posts and their that little cat room that we had for them. And I sat down on the floor to pet one of the cats, to pet my pussy. And I literally, my back seized so tight and so painfully that I couldn't move. And I was there for an hour just going,
Did it also affect your ability to like yell? I mean, were you?
I couldn't inhale deep enough, because the pain was so fucking severe that I could not inhale to get enough breath to scream. And oh my God. And eventually after about an hour, I was able to roll over and stand up in excruciating pain, but I was walking like Groucho Marx. So that when I went into the bedroom to tell Gooch what had happened, he looked up at me walking in like Groucho Marx and started hysterically laughing, because he thought I was doing a bit. And I wasn't doing a bit. I couldn't get up. So that's the story I retold when I had sciatica not too long ago. That's what you're remembering.
Yeah, I remember that. Cause I am devout's probably not, but anyway, a listener of your show. And I, like Joey, have the last two still on my phone. Because what I'm going to do, both you and the chew.
Yes, so, I heard you're mourning the loss of the chew.
Oh my God. Because listen,
I'm listening.
First of all, I love to cook.
Yes.
And I love food. I love to eat way too much. And there is so much negativity in the world right now. And every day at lunch, Mark and I would come home and watch the chew. And we would watch them cooking something fabulous. And they were happy and bubbly and joyful. And you're watching cooking and you're seeing. And it like just kind of lifts your spirits a little bit.
Absolutely.
And now they're gone. And they were so, and they, well, it seemed like the co-hosts, the ones that were left, because I mean, they lost a couple. So Daphne, who was at the beginning, she left. And then Mario, of course, he
Took his Crocs and went home.
Well, he's caught up in all that Me Too stuff. Apparently he gropes.
Oh,
women.
That's right. That's right. I never really liked Mario. I thought he was kind of sleazy.
Well, to me, he always seemed kind of arrogant. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Oh,
I'm the big wig on the whatever, you know. But a friend of mine, this is not related at all, but well, to anything we were going to talk about. But a friend of mine used to be a personal or the assistant to a really well-known chef in the Dallas area when I lived in Dallas. And Kent Rathbun is his name. But anyway, and Mario used to come into his restaurant. And so Angie, my friend, she would talk to Mario all the time. And she said he was really nice to her. But on TV, he comes across to me as kind of, I don't know.
Weird. There are certain people that give off an aura of icky. And to me, he was one of them, as is Guy Fieri. He's another one who just creeps me the fuck out, as long as we're talking about cooking people. But anyway, so you're going to.
Hey, everybody, I'm Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Why don't you shove a burger in your mouth and get out? That's very sweet that you had that tradition, and it's very sad that you're going to lose that tradition of watching.
I know. I'm really sad about it. All right, so we listened to the first half of the show with Auntie Vera Charles. I hope you like that. I decided to split it up because I really wanted to. I wanted to squeeze more content out. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. But no. So Baron Frosty tweeted me on Twitter and wanted to know about the house. So I will real quick in the last couple of minutes, I'll just give you guys a little bit of an update. So Mark and I did move. We picked a detached house. It's about 5 minutes away from where we lived before, but I love it because it's detached. So no longer, I mean, it is a standalone house. It is more like a townhome because there's only maybe, I don't know, 10 feet between it and the houses on either side. But there is an actual yard. There is a fence. And if I wanted to get a small hot tub, I could put a hot tub on our little concrete patio area. But anyway, we bought a door and installed a doggy door for Sydney. I also love it because it's two-story. And I've always wanted to have a two-story house. And now, you know, I'm almost 40, and I have knees that are not great, I guess. And I still love the fact that it's two-story, but I don't like going up and down the stairs. It's like when you go downstairs and then you forget something upstairs. Or last night I had a headache, and we were laying on the couch watching TV. And I needed to get an aspirin, but they were all in the closet upstairs. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go upstairs. But anyway, but I love it though. The studio is a little bit smaller, but it serves its purpose. And it does everything that I need. I was able to get all the furniture in here. And the bathrooms and the kitchen are, you know, they're not quite as luxurious as far as finishes of everything, although the countertops are still granite, which is really nice. The cabinets are a little bit lower end than the ones we had before, and the shower is one of those shower kit, you know, more of the plastic shower insert things rather than what we had before was like fully stone tile, you know. But the thing about the other house, even though it had all that stone tile, is we had no hot water. So I am happy to report in the new house that we have hot water. It is so hot. Sometimes I have to turn it down a little bit just so I don't burn my skin. It is fantastic. And the bathtub it's a jetted tub. So now I can take baths with jets and feel like I'm in a luxurious like spa or something like that. And, you know, and the water is hot. So I really love that. We're pretty much all moved in. For the TV, we had to mount it in the living room, and it's a really large TV, so we're still kind of figuring out the mounting situation. But I bought a really cool mount that you can actually pull the mount down and in front of the fireplace, or in front of the mantle to the fireplace. So it's cool. I'll talk more about it later, but we are loving the house. And anyway, for more information and episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 229-234-7587. And you can find many more gay and lesbian and gay and lesbian friendly podcasts and bisexual and transgender, etc. over at pride48.com. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.